Hi, Goodbach. This is Yisachar Wattel, and we are finally into the story and legacy of Avraham Avinu and, of course, Sarah Aimenu. That's right, we are up to Parshat Lech Lecha. Now, the beginning of this week's Parsha, Avraham is commanded to leave everything behind with him, although he certainly doesn't have nothing for long, but he leaves everything behind him to go to the land that Hashem shows him. However, at the end of last week's Parsha, which is really the first time Avraham's mentioned, Terach, Avram's father, sits out with his family to go to Eretz Canaan, which is, ironically, the same place where Avram is ultimately commanded to go. While it is true that Terach and the rest of Avram's family were planning on going to Canaan, they actually only made it to Haran and never completed the journey. So what was unique about Avram's destination if that's where his family was going to go anyway? Well, one answer is that perhaps Terach had decided to stop in Haran and died there, so perhaps Avram was, in a sense, completing his father's journey. However, if that was true, then Hashem wouldn't have told him to go away from his father's house. Hashem told him specifically, go away from your father's house and lead a life that's diametrically opposite to that of Terach, his father. Now, the Ramban addresses this point initially by quoting the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra mentions that the command of Lech Lecha actually happened prior to Terach leaving for Haran. Big revelation, big chiddush here. He thereby implies that perhaps the move from Or Kasdim, which was Avram's birthplace, towards Eretz Canaan, was in fact inspired by this revelation to Avram and a subsequent urging to his father to move there. So that's what the Ibn Ezra says. But the Ramban rejects this, since Avram was commanded specifically, as we said, to leave his father's house and not bring it with him, right? So that includes not bringing your father. So he suggests that, according to the Ibn Ezra, Avram would have left without his father, but that his father followed him, and that's just not really so tenable. However, if he did give that explanation, it would seemingly answer the question as to why Avram was told to leave his moledet, his birthplace, if he was already living in a different area and not already living. He's living in Haran, which was not his birthplace. So why would Hashem tell him to leave his birthplace if it's not where he was? So rather, the birthplace was his family that he was leaving. And apparently, Terach followed. But anyway, that's obviously not quite still so clear. So the Ramban goes further. The Ramban points out another complication with this idea. Because when Avram sends out Eliezer to find the wife of Yitzchak, Avram tells him, "El moladeti telech, and to my birthplace you shall go." But Eliezer is directed to a completely different place entirely. He's directed to Aram Naharaim, which is not Or Kasdim and not Haran. And therefore, it seems that this moladet birthplace is actually not meant literally. And hence, the Ibn Ezra's answer is actually not needed. You don't need to explain away the birthplace. So rather, it can refer to a greater general area, which may have actually included Aram Naharaim or Kasdim and Haran, or alternatively, the term birthplace just meant could mean anywhere where Avram's family was. In fact, the Ramban argues that even if meant literally, the birthplace would actually refer to Haran, as he cites numerous proofs that Avram's birthplace and family's ancestral land actually was Haran, not necessarily Or Kasdim. But Terach actually moved his family from Or Kasdim to Haran. They were actually returning home. So it was Haran, then to Or Kasdim, and then back to Haran. So, interesting way of looking at it. Now, perhaps this actually might be why Terach, in a sense, didn't make it to Eretz Canaan. For whatever reason, he was heading there in the first place. They were passing by his ancestral homeland, and it perhaps tugged at his heartstrings. He therefore decided to settle there, at least for a short while, rather than continue on the journey to Eretz Canaan. In a certain sense, therefore, Avram was completing his journey, but in a far different manner. Terach got stuck in the past. He wanted to, and of course, you know, tradition's important, honoring your legacy of your parents are important, but when you have a goal, you have an agenda, you can't get sidetracked. You can't let the past weigh you down. You can't let other distractions, even if seemingly legitimate, pull you away from your end goal and what you're trying to achieve. And Avram, of course, had a lot to achieve. So Terach ultimately just settled back in his ancestral homeland. He didn't discover new ideas or contemplate new realities. He either continued and exacerbated the idolatry of his generation and perhaps perpetuated it. In contrast, Avram had to move forward. He had to create a new future. He had to completely break free of the past. He couldn't be connected to this past. He had to forge a new beginning. He had to lech lecha. He had to go forth, not just literally with his legs and his feet, but he had to figuratively go away from his ancestral past. But he had to forge a new path, leading new peoples on a monotheistic journey. He left his moledet behind. That which his birthplace, right, not necessarily the physical geographical place, but his legacy of what his family was doing with idolatry and the stagnant, potentially repulsive behavior that they were living in. And the Ramban explains that the term Moledet is indeed not always literal, and it gives other cases that by Elazar, the place where extended family live was called his birthplace, because any place where you have family is considered, in a sense, your familial home, right? Even if you weren't necessarily born there or they weren't necessarily born there, it was filled with so many of his loved ones and people whom he was brought up with or tangentially brought up with. So too, Avraham was commanded by Hashem to leave his comfort, his initial family, and his general security, and put his trust in the truth and true God, meaning Hashem, right? Which is obviously not easy to do. It's one thing to, you know, leave idolatry, because he didn't obviously connect with that idea and believe in God, and, you know, maybe even become a leader. But to completely leave your family behind is not easy. Now, the word moledet is interesting. Mem vav lamed dalet tav is numerically equal to the word edut, edus, testimony. For how one acts and interacts is largely dependent upon one's upbringing. It is a testimony, good or bad, of an individual's early environment, right? You know, the concept of nurture and nature, you know, really a combination of both. But Avram was not raised with a great upbringing. He was surrounded by naive and narcissistic people who believed in idolatry, yet he did not let this testify who he was. He wholeheartedly accepted Hashem's command because he knew that that was what he was meant to do, and he had to leave this all behind him. However, one is nevertheless inevitably shaped by his past or her past. In the case of Avram, he was shaped by his ability to overcome it. So he actually, in a sense, recreated his past. So sometimes when people come from a flawed background, we certainly see this Baal Teshuvas and Gerim. So they're shaped by their past, but they're not defined by their past. And that's the difference, right? You take the mold, so to speak, or the shape of your past, and you mold it into a different form. You mold it into who you are, the growth that you have accomplished by overcoming where you came from and what obstacles you've overcome to get to where you are now and the growth that was needed. It's not like, okay, I'm going to forget where I was because I'm just here now. No, you accomplished something amazing, right? You accomplished this amazing growth. You went from point A to point B, probably a lot of steps, a lot of pitfalls, a lot of difficulties and challenges along the way. And that helps shape who you are. So you don't want to forget your past. You just don't want to dwell in the past. You don't want to live in the past. But the past can shape you, and that's okay, because you use the past and you reshape what came from the past to make your future. Avram saw what was behind him. He saw his familial legacy, and he specifically morphed that, and whatever potential passion they did have towards idolatry and whatever other non-ideal circumstances, he used that passion and specifically devoted it to Hashem. And he took himself out of the doldrums of where his family was, and he moved into a greater realm and a greater purpose. And he imbued this in Eliezer, and ultimately for the purpose of raising his son. But he sent Eliezer to go to his sin-separated family. It's symbolic of dipping back into the past. There might be other sparks that were there. Avram is saying, I was able to break free of the past, and I was able to mold my past into this amazing future where I'm building this legacy. Maybe there's other people in my family that can do it too, right? I'm still connected to my past in some respect or another, right? Regardless of how you view it, regardless of whether you want to view it or not, regardless of even if it was terrible, but it helped make you who you were and how, based on the way you overcame it potentially. And therefore, there sometimes can be, I mean, this obviously can be very dangerous at times, but sometimes revisiting certain pieces from your past to also transform in a different way can actually sometimes be very healthy. Again, way beyond the scope of this talk, and I'm not the right person for it. But it's interesting that his sending of Eliezer to go and take another little spark from the past and bring it forward in the future, like you see how bad a loved one was. But we had Rivka, this gem, that was still connected to his Moledet, right? And he was able to bring that forth through and bring her forth and have her walk forward, you know, through the guide of Eliezer and Abraham's command for the purpose of bringing this past into a new purpose and new potential in the future that would ultimately lead to the future of Klal Yisrael. Wishing you all Shabbat Shalom.